I think it aims at, number one, to make sure that the event which will take place, it is not a shining event. So the objective is to reduce the impact, reduce the visibility of the event, and also reduce the beauty of the event. Number two is to make the pressure that he has been making, the pressure for him to be part of the post-inauguration politics and governance. And thirdly, the way I view it, is for him to consolidate himself as the opposition leader in Mozambique.
As you said, the event, Daniel Chapo is to be inaugurated on, I think, this Wednesday, the 15th. So how can Mr. Moulin call for a protest when the president is going to be inaugurated? Is he not concerned about the possibility of violence?
I think he is. Everybody is. We are all concerned that there might be violence. Of course, about 500 people have been thus far killed in the country. And we fear that more lives can be lost. People are being targeted everywhere. But, you know, politicians, they push to the extreme for their objectives. That's how I see Mr. Moulin doing. Remember, he doesn't acknowledge the results. He doesn't acknowledge Chapo as the president. So I guess what he's doing is consistent with his call for the nullification of these results.
President-elect Chapo has been quoted as saying that he did not invite Mr. Moulin to participate in the meeting that Mr. Chapo had with political leaders because, according to Chapo, Moulin does not officially represent any political party. Do you think Mr. Moulin would have loved to participate if he had been invited?
Well, you invite and then see what the person will do. You don't give justification before inviting the person. So I think Mr. Chap should have invited him and see how Moulin would react to that. You invite the Renam leader, you invite the MDM, you invite Nova Democracia and others. They are not acknowledged by the people. It is Moulin who has, at the moment, the ability to call shots on what happens or does not happen. So you have to go substantive. You go engage those who have substance, and trying to sideline him is perpetuating the crisis that we see at the moment.
Tell me, what is the mood now in the country as President-elect Chapo is prepared to be inaugurated?
The mood that I see is, on the one hand, we see that they are busy organizing the stage where the inauguration will take place. But with the call for demonstrations, we see people that are preparing to stay home.